Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What food that you had as a kid would you eat right now with no judgment if it was presented to you? I was texting with my dad on Father's Day, and one of the things he asked me, he said, "Do you miss my bologna, ketchup, and mustard sandwiches?"
What a random question.
Well, he knew that I didn't really like the ketchup on there, but he always made it that way anyway.
That's funny. I used to have bologna and ketchup too when I was a kid. Now that just sounds disgusting. Yeah. It's like a flat hot dog. I mean, why would it bother anybody?
I know. It just because it was weird. It wasn't the way my mom made it.
Oh.
And what I loved about my mom's sandwich is that she would make me the bologna sandwich with a nice soft white bread, mayonnaise, and some mustard and the bologna. But I would take my potato chips, the best ones ever to use, are sour cream and onion. I would put the potato chips inside the sandwich and then crunch it down and then eat it. It was the best thing ever.
To this day, when I do have chips, I'll jam them in a sandwich if I have a sandwich handy.
Yes, it's so good. Especially with that soft bread because it hangs on to them and they don't fall out. What is a food right now that you absolutely loved as a kid that if it was presented to you, you'd say, okay, I'll eat it?
So many. The one that stands out the most would be, and this is such a hard thing for an Italian to say, Chef Boyardee's mini raviolis. I used to come home from school ravenous, like a lot of kids are. And for a snack, quote unquote, I would eat not a can, but a family sized can of mini raviolis. And here's the deal. Sometimes I wouldn't even warm them up.
Yeah,
I'd eat them right out of the can and like lick the lid. My mom would have to like hold back.
Yes.
Like, oh God.
Listen.
Meanwhile, my grandmother used to make the best homemade raviolis of all time.
But it was different. This is a snack thing. And as soon as you said it, I instantly had the taste of those raviolis in my mouth.
Did you have them too?
I can taste them. Oh, yes. And I've had them cold. I know that flavor. And there's a lot of nostalgia behind that, right? There's a lot of good feelings that surround that food. And that's why.
I think they were stuffed with some type of meat. I'm not sure what kind of meat it was.
It was some kind of ground beef.
Really? I don't.
Beef paste? I don't know.
I haven't had it in years. Yeah. So I don't remember much except the fact that I really, I could have eaten a can a day.
Can you taste it right now? I mean, talking about it just about?
I can. I can imagine it right now. I can imagine using my can opener, you know, pretending I'm cooking. And sometimes I'd put it in the mic. Other times I'd be too impatient and take a fork and just start eating it right out of the can.
I can taste it still. 833-287-1037. Something you ate as a kid that if it was given to you today with no judgment, no one gets to judge you, that you would still eat.
Yeah, forget about diets.
Yeah.
Forget about,
none of that counts.
You know, gluten-free. Forget about all that boring stuff. Mm-hmm. When you were a kid, you tore into this, and you might consider doing it right now if presented the opportunity. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Foods we loved as a kid, that as an adult you're like, I shouldn't eat that. But boy, if it was given to us, I totally would.
Good morning, Lucy. What do you got for us?
Oh, you just was singing my song with the ravioli, but I gotta have the white bread with butter on it to sop up the juice at the end of it.
So not only a can of Chef Boyardee mini raviolis, but you got a big old piece of white bread with butter to sop up the sauce.
Oh, you know it. I saved the crust for last for the big dippy part. Oh, it's so good. I still love it. If I don't know what I want to eat, I get Chef Boyardee ravioli.
So you still do it?
I still do it. 54 years old. Still do it.
I love that.
Lucy, can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thanks, Lucy.
That's great.
Hang on, John. I have something for you. Hold on.
Look what I brought you.
Oh my God, mini raviolis.
Mini raviolis, and I have my bologna sandwich with my chips inside, like I like.
It's heated up.
I know.
Can I try it?
Yes.
Oh my God, I haven't had this forever.
I know. It's Chef Boyardee.
Smells like
still.
I remember.
Yes.
All right. I used to pound this when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and by the way, this is an insult to what I used to eat as a kid. I used to eat a jar like that big.
But I wanted to bring something you'd actually eat.
Which is why I was a little porky.
How is it?
Hot.
Mm-hmm. Bring back memories?
Yeah.
That's not good. I mean,
it's not that good anymore.
Aw. Well,
I mean, I'm going to eat it. Still.
Okay,
don't get me wrong.
Good.
But talking about foods that we loved as a kid and mm-hmm. we still eat it now. And Tammy, yes. Look what you did.
I did.
What do you got there?
I have my bologna sandwich with mayo and mustard and my sour cream and onion potato chips inside.
Oh, there's that crunch. Does that crunch say love? Yeah? You still love it?
I love it.
Yeah. There you go. So crazy how food can be a memory. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.